Hello and welcome to Law Library Insights. My name is Kayla Furtick and I'm a reference librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. Today we are talking about notary publics here in Ohio. Have you ever been required to get a document notarized? Maybe you were transferring a car title or entering a commercial lease or signing your will and advance directive. There are many examples and different types of documents that need to be notarized. The notarization process ensures that all information and details are correct and that all parties understand the contents of each document. So, who is qualified to serve as an unbiased and impartial witness to these legal and financial documents? It's easy to find a licensed notary public in Ohio. You could get your documents notarized at a local bank, post office, or library. We actually have a notary public on staff here at the Cleveland Law Library. But on this episode of Law Library Insights, I would like to focus on the title of notary public. Who is qualified to be a notary public? How are notary publics appointed? And how long are they commissioned for? Recent legislation in the state has changed the notary public process. Here's what you need to know. To become a notary public in the state of Ohio, you must be at least 18 years old, a legal resident of Ohio, or an attorney admitted to practice in the state of Ohio whose primary practice is in Ohio. In addition, you cannot have been convicted of, pled guilty, or no contest to a disqualifying offense. In 2019, the Ohio legislature passed Senate Bill 263, also known as the Notary Modernization Act. The bill significantly changed the Ohio notary system and notary qualifications. Before this legislation, the process of commissioning notaries was handled independently by each county. SB 263 unified the notary process and brought it under the purview of the Ohio Secretary of State. It requires all new notary commissions to take a 3-hour course, and non-attorneys must take the same course, pass a test, and submit to a BCI criminal records check. Existing notaries need only take a 1-hour course to renew their commission. The law also digitized the whole process. Instead of filing with your individual county at your courthouse, everything is submitted electronically to the Ohio Secretary of State. This digital submission encompasses new notary commissions, renewals, authorizations, amendments, and resignations. The Secretary of State also created a public database to track notary commission status. The Notary Modernization Act took effect on September 20th, 2019. Currently, there are 15 notary education providers throughout the state of Ohio. They provide education and testing services in person and online. However, this year there is new legislation that changed the notary process again. The first of two bills, House Bill 567, was sponsored by State Representatives Stewart and Brown. It was passed by both houses and signed by Governor DeWine, effective starting April 6, 2023. Now peace officers no longer have to include a criminal records check with their notary public application. Previously, only Ohio licensed attorneys were exempt from this requirement. This legislation also changed the notarization requirement for certificate of title documents and power of attorney when a licensed motor vehicle dealer is involved in the transfer of a title. It also redefines acknowledgement to mean that the individual has signed a record for the purpose stated in the record, removes the requirements that the acknowledgement or jurats indicate the type of notarization being performed, and creates a new form of acknowledgement for limited liability companies. The second bill is Senate Bill 131, which was sponsored by State Senators Rogner and McConnelly. It passed both houses and was signed by Governor Mike DeWine. Part of the bill took effect on April 3rd, 2023. The remainder will take effect later this year on December 29th, 2023. This bill allows the Ohio Secretary of State to appoint, commission, and authorize notary publics who are commissioned and licensed as notary publics in other states, including those who are licensed to perform traditional or online notaries. In addition to all the 2023 notary changes and past legislation, the Ohio Secretary of State is anticipating additional notary legislation from Senator Wilson coming later this year. So what does all of this mean? The notary system of education, testing, and policies have changed significantly in the past 5 years. It has become more centralized and embraced technology. Spearheaded by the Ohio Secretary of State, the world of notaries is easier to navigate and more transparent. Education requirements are uniform across the state, and curriculum must be approved by the Secretary of State. Submissions of notary commissions, renewals, authorizations, and amendments, and resignations have all been digitized. And there's an easy-to-use database to search for active commission notaries. Recent legislation continues to tweak some of the notary requirements and policies. So, whether you are trying to get a document notarized or looking for information on becoming a notary public yourself, stop by the Cleveland Law Library. We are here to help you. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You can check out the Cleveland Law Library on the fourth floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.